Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Father God, you are indeed our all in all. Father God, you are everything, Father God, and we appreciate you for who you are. We appreciate you for what you do. We appreciate you, Father God. Lord, we love you. We love you. We love you. And we come to express that love, Father God, vocally, the expressions of our heart, as you already know what is in there. So, Father, this is your day. You made it. You always make a way out of no way. Father God, you are always looking out for us as a mother eagle, as the watching over her children. You know our thoughts, you know our ways, our uprising, our downsitting, when we leave, when we come, when we go, and when we don't, Father God. And so, Father God, we want to say thank you for your divine coverage. Thank you for never leaving us nor forsaking us, even to the end of the world. Hallelujah to your holy and hallelujah to your righteous name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, over, over, and over, and over again. Thank you, Father. Father, we pray for those today, Father God, who do not know you in the pardoning of their sins. We pray for those, Father, that they would have a will to come, a will, Father God, to say yes, a will to surrender, a will to submit, a will to believe and to receive that Jesus Christ is Lord. This is our prayer, Father, for everybody, including those in our household, our neighbors, in our community, our city, our country, Father, and around the world. For you so loved the world that you gave us your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in you shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, Father, we come to lift you up today, Father God, for you declared that if we would lift you up, you would draw all men unto yourself. So, Father, thank you for drawing all men. Thank you for drawing us, Father, because it's the goodness of the Lord that leads us to repentance. And if it had not been for you on our side, we have no idea where we would be. So we commit this service into your hands, Father, that you and you alone will be glorified, your people edified. We are not concerned about Satan being horrified, Father, and Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He is the King of Kings. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength. Oh, Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. Truly, truly, we bless the Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. He is worthy of all our praises. Amen. Hallelujah. We cannot express our gratitude to him enough. Glory be to God. The more, amen, we glorify him, the more we want to glorify him. The more we do, the more we want to do. The more we serve, the more we want to serve. The more we give, the more we want to give. Amen. And the more we live, the more we want to live as unto him. Amen. And we bless the Lord. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Of the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. And we are just so happy that you have tuned in this day, Father God, that we just might come to lift Jesus up higher. Amen. We don't come with a lot of formalities. Amen. We don't come with a lot of unnecessary conversations. We don't come trying to fill the space and time. Amen. Glory be to God. But we come in the spirit of truth. Amen. Because our God is a spirit, and we who worship him must worship him in spirit. Plus, we must worship him in truth. And so this is what we do. Amen. And we bless the name of the Lord. Amen. We just want to, amen, encourage your heart today. Amen, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. Just to remind you, not that you need a reminder, but in case you need one, glory be to God. And if you're already reminded, we want to remind you again that God is good. God is good. God is good. He's so good. He's real good. Amen. Hallelujah. He's better than good. Amen. Hallelujah. He is absolutely, absolutely, absolutely everything. In the book of Genesis, chapter number 1, verse number 1. Amen. Glory be to God. And it reads, hallelujah, in the beginning, God created the heavens. God created the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day. He called the darkness night. And the evening and the morning was the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. And let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning was the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place. And let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth. And the gathering together of the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Beloved, God is good. He is good. And this today, amen, we just want to focus on that acronym, G-O-O-D. G-O-O-D. Amen. To describe our Father, to describe our God, to describe our King, to describe our Lord, to describe, amen, the best that we can. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen, in this scripture, amen, we see coming out of Genesis, the first chapter, amen, that God is powerful. He is powerful. He is a powerful enough to create the entire universe. Glory be to God. The sun, the stars, the moon, the earth, and the Milky Way, the galaxy, which still have scientists. The scientists are baffled. Amen. Hallelujah. How vast the universe is. Amen. Glory be to God. It's too much for them to explore, too much for them to know. That is God's omnipotent power. Oh, for omnipotent. Glory be to God. We're going to say the G for a minute. We're going to go to the O-O-D and the word good. God is omnipotent, omnipotent. He continues to display his power from the beginning, amen, to the end. Amen, hallelujah. And there is no end with him because he is the Alpha and he is the Omega. Oh, glory be to God. He is powerful. Amen. He is omnipotent. Omnipotent. O-M-N-I-P-O-T-E-N-T. Amen. And that word means all powerful. Glory be to God. He has supreme power. All power is in his hands. Nothing is too hard for God to do. With man, it might be impossible, but not with God. With God, all things are possible. God can do what he wants to do. When he wants to do it, it's nothing for him to do it. Amen. In less than a second, it's already done. He can take nothing and make something out of it. Oh, glory be to God. He can turn things around in a moment. He can open up the Red Sea. Oh, glory be to God. He can resurrect dead. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is not subject to physical limitations like man, but he is omnipotent. He has power over the wind. He has power over the water. He has power over gravity. He has power over physics. God has all power. He is omnipotent. He is omniscient, meaning that God is all-knowing. He knows everything. You can't hide nothing from him. I don't care how deep you bury it. He knows how to find it. I don't care where it's hidden. He can go straight to it. Glory be to God. He is omniscient. And 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse number 3, it says, God is called the God of knowledge. Glory be to God. In Genesis 22 and 14, God is called the Lord who sees. In Job 12:13, it states that with him are wisdom and might. To him belong counsel and understanding. Beloved, God knows everything. God knows the future. God knows the present. God knows the past. Hallelujah. I don't care how far you go back. God got the details. I don't care what's going on now. God got the details. We don't know what the future holds, but guess who holds the future? God has the details. Oh, glory be to God. Every person on planet Earth, God has the details. Every person is in the grave. God has the details. Glory be to God. Everybody on their way to heaven, God has the details. Matter of fact, he's waiting for you. Hallelujah. In your mansion, built with his hands. Every thought you think, God has the details. Everything you do, God has the details. Oh, glory be to God. Beloved, humans do not have enough knowledge to understand what that word omniscience is. We don't really understand it. We don't understand how it works. We don't understand. Amen. How can you be everywhere and know everything at the same time? Only God can know those things. Only God can get 100 on every test. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Only God knows 100% about everything. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. And God is omnipresent. Omnipresent. God is so good. Omnipresent. He is everywhere all at once. Oh, yes, he is. Hallelujah. You can find him in the east. You can find him in the west. He's in my house. He's in your house. He's in your neighbor's house. Come on, somebody. He knows what's going on in hell. God knows what's going on in heaven. He knows what's going on in the clouds. He knows what's going on in the White House, in the whorehouse, in the drug house, in the rich house, in the poor house, in the sick house, in the bank house. I don't care if you got a house. Don't even have no house. He knows what's going on in the streets, in the clouds. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. He's everywhere. Glory be to God. You don't have to wait for him to get finished with me till he come to you, because he's already with you, because he's with me and you at the same time. Me, you, here and there, everywhere, la-di-da-di, and everybody. He is omnipresent. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He is good. G-O-O-D. Let's move on to the letter D. Hallelujah. That Lord, he is divine. He is absolutely, supremely divine. 2 Peter 1, 3 and 4. Seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of him who calls us by his own glory and excellence. For by these he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine knowledge, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. He is divine. Oh, hallelujah. What joy divine. Hallelujah. He is good. He is good. He is good. He is good. Hallelujah. G-O-O-D. Now that we've looked at the O's. Amen. Hallelujah. Omnipotent. Omniscient. Omnipresent. And we looked at the D for divine. Let's back it on up. Hallelujah to the beginning. Because with God, the beginning and the ending is all the same. Somebody said he's the Alpha and he is the Omega. When we look at the letter G, beloved, hallelujah, we're going to tell it like a T-I is. That G stands for good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed is the man who trusteth in him. Glory be to God. Psalms 136 and 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. A God of faithfulness, glory be to God, and without iniquity. He is just. He is upright, according to Deuteronomy 32 and 4. Somebody turn around and tell your neighbor, say the Lord is good. He's good. He's good in the morning. He's good in the noonday. He's good in the evening. He's good when the sun go down. He's good in the midnight hours. He's good when we're not good. He is good when it's raining. He's good when it's hot. He's good when it's cold. He's good when it's snowing outside. Come on, somebody. The Lord God, he is good. Isaiah 40 and 28 says this. The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Why? Because he's good. He is good. He is good. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 4 and 4. For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with gratitude. Somebody said every good and every perfect gift coming from above. Glory be to God. God is good. Beloved, I come to give you a simple message. Hallelujah today. Hallelujah. And it's simply this. God is God. God, he is God. He can't be nobody else. There's no imitation for him. Glory be to God. Nobody can replace him. Nobody can play his body double. He can't be substituted. Oh, glory be to God. He is God. Hallelujah. And when you get deep into his name and you're trying to find one word to define him, there's so many words that can define him. But brothers and sisters, if you can just stick with the word good, you got him covered. G-O-O-D. God is good. He's not bad. He's good. He's not late. He's good. He's not stingy. He's good. Glory be to God. He is good. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And it's the goodness of the Lord that lead us to repentance. He is good. And if you don't know him and the pardon of your sins, today is the day for you to realize just how good God is. Oh, yes. He is so good. That he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's how good he is, that he gave his only son. And let me tell you how good his son is, that his son gave his life. All glory be to God. Thank God for the Trinity, the Godhead. Hallelujah. coming to save a soul. Hallelujah, like you and I. Hallelujah, when we was lost, didn't have no way. But because God is good, he made a way. Because God is good, he keeps on making ways out of no ways. When our back is up against the wall, glory be to God. He comes in, he's good. Hallelujah. He's so good. Hallelujah. That even though you may not have received him as Lord, he's been patient with you. It's the goodness of the Lord that's slow walking this thing, giving you time to turn hallelujah towards him. For if you will believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, ye shall be saved. Will you do it today? Oh, glory be to God, and taste and see that the Lord is good. It's not a fable. It's not a song. Oh, no. This is the reality. It's truth. Hallelujah. That God is good, and he can't be nothing else but good. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In the hard times, he's good. In the sad times, he's good. In the good times, he's good. I don't care which way you flip the pancake, baby. When it comes down, it's still good. Glory be to God. Will you accept Jesus in your heart today? Hallelujah. Just ask him to forgive you for your sins. Hallelujah. And invite Jesus in to be your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. And receive him. That's all you got to do. Hallelujah. Then if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Yeah. Why? Because he's good. He didn't let you die in your sins. He's good. Glory be to God. He made a way for you to spend eternity in his presence. That's goodness all the way around. Glory be to God. And for those of you who already know him and your pardon of your sins, we see how God keeps making a way out of no way. We didn't see how it was going to happen. Didn't know how it was going to happen. But God came through with flying colors. Now unto him who is exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. He's good. He's good. He keeps on making a way. Oh, glory be to God. Pulling us out of trouble, pulling us out of the muck, pulling us out of mire, making a way, opening the Red Sea for us to cross over, escaping from our enemies with safe passage. He is good. Oh, my God. God is good. Not giving us what we deserve. But when we mess up, and sometimes we mess up on purpose because we know better. When we start calling right wrong and wrong right, glory be to God. But when we turn, somebody say turn. Because if my people called by my name would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways. When we get to the point of turning, he said, when you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Beloved, I come to tell you that none of us deserve the grace of God. Not one person on this planet Earth deserves the mercies of God, the favor of God. But because God is good, come on, somebody, we don't deserve the love of God. We was guilty as all get out. Amen. Hallelujah. Should have been locked up in spiritual prison, and some
some of us even in physical prison, because we was guilty as all get out. But somebody say, the Lord is good, because somebody's in prison right now, but God has a get out of free, out of jail free card. He's coming to get you. Why? Because God is good. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is good. He is good. He's looking out for you. He's in your best interest. Oh, glory be to God. When others have turned their back, God is still there. Oh, glory be to God. When others have left you to stand alone, you're not alone. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. When the enemy of death have come in to take you, God is going to dismiss it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When the door has been shut, God is going to open it. Oh, glory be to God. When the door is open, that God didn't open, God is going to close it. Why? Because God is good. He is good. He is real good. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From here to there, and to everywhere, God is good. And we just come today, amen, to render to him the praises. Let's do his name. We are in remembrance. We will not complain. Hallelujah. We will not. Hallelujah. Holler, mumble, and grumble. We will not focus on the negative. We will not. We will not look at what appears to be short, what appears to be empty. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because God can change water into wine. Glory be to God. God can take your last meal. Hallelujah. Make you a bona fide billionaire the next day. Come on, somebody. Come on, come on, come on. He is good. He is good. He is good. Always looking out for you. So therefore, beloved, hallelujah, as we close on this morning. Now, Psalms 150 tells us, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and the dance. Praise him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that had breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Why? Because he's good. Because he's good. Because he's good. And you can't change that. God is God, and you can't change that. Glory be to God. He always was God. Hallelujah. He will always be God. God is God, and he is our God, and we love him. Hallelujah, because he first loved us. Amen, amen, and amen. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Over, 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 over. Amen, hallelujah, for who you are. We worship you for who you are. Oh, Father God, you are a good God. You are a tender God. You are a compassionate God, full of grace, full of truth, full of power. Oh, Father God, and then your eyes are always on us, Father. Every move we make, you are following us. Not only are you following us, you don't want to follow us, you want to lead us. Oh, because you're the good shepherd. You're just not a regular shepherd. You're the good shepherd. Oh, Father God, and we come this morning to say thank you. We acknowledge your goodness. We're in favor of your goodness. Hallelujah. We appreciate your goodness, Father God, and we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but we will share the good news of your goodness, because you are truly good. Good, 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 good. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We believe, we receive, and we rejoice in the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen, and amen. Thank God for the word of God on today. Amen, hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Amen, hallelujah. If you have been encouraged through the word, amen. If you desire, amen, hallelujah, to sow, amen, into the soil, amen, of this ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen, hallelujah. You can visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And so you see there. Amen. Glory be to God. Hit the connect button. It'll take you straight to PayPal in Jesus' name. Amen. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461 in Glenside, Pennsylvania. GLENSIDE. Zip code is 19038. Amen. Our Cash App address is $. Amen. Life Word Jesus. $. Life Word Jesus. Amen. We blessed be the name of the Lord. We want to encourage you to come on back. Amen. And meet with us every morning, early in the morning. We're on a little sabbatical on our 5 a.m. Amen. Prayer altar. Amen. We will be making announcements when we will be relaunching that. Amen. On a higher scale. Amen. 6 a.m. Amen. Spiritual breakfast. Amen. Hallelujah. At the breakfast table on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. Eastern time. Come on and start your day off with the Lord, seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. We also have an altar of prayer. Amen. Glory be to God, where you can come in, call in Monday through Fridays at 12 o'clock noon, back at 9 o'clock. Amen. And we have, amen, loyal, committed, anointed prayer intercessors who will pray with you and pray for you and watch God move. Amen. Our prayer altar is so strong. Amen. We call it the power line because God's power is on the line. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we bless the Lord. 8 o'clock Wednesdays, amen, is our Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. Glory be to God. And we move between, amen, social media and conference line. Amen. But you can always find us. Amen. For the balance of this month, amen, we will be on conference. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And we have some other announcements on our website. Amen. We ask you to sign up. Amen. If you desire a Bible degree, a Bible certificate, and other, amen, classes, amen, our new university is up, amen, it's up and running, amen. Visit us at the Wealth University, amen, the Wealth University, wealthkingdomuniversity.com. Sign up. The first 25 people, amen, we will omit the registration fee, and I think last night we had about 10 people sign up. Amen. So that still gives you some space to go and sign up, amen, for your Bible classes, Bible certificates, and other things, amen, that we have going on. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God, amen, for this, that bringing all this to pass in 2023, and it's going to blow up in 2024. So be a part of us. Amen. Hallelujah. We are a group of people that love the Lord. Amen. We're taking ministry where ministry has never gone. Amen. And we're rising up a nation of radical and successful believers. Amen. For God's kingdom and for God's glory. Amen. I am, amen, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. I am also the Chancellor, amen, for the Wealth Kingdom University. Amen. And it is my pleasure to serve, amen, in God's kingdom. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Come on back. Hallelujah with us on, hallelujah, tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day and the next day and every day till Jesus come, because 1,000 years is but one day in his sight, and one day is as 1,000 years. So what the Lord is saying is every day counts. That this is a day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we refuse to be in the right place at the wrong time. Thank you for leading us and guiding us, Father God, around trouble and circumstances. Father, we thank you for blessing us as we come in and as we go. We say thank you, Father, for being so good. God, oh God, our hearts are overwhelmed. We are just flowing, Father God, when we think on your goodness. Thank you. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for 13 years. Thank you for shining your approval on us. God, just your approval. If you never showed us your approval, you showed us your approval on yesterday. Thank you, God, for just confirming that we are in the right place and right where you would have us to be, positioned right where we need to be so you can take us, Father, to where we've never been. In Jesus' name we thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. We seal this prayer. Amen. By the word, by the blood, by the spirit, we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. God is God, saints, and he's a good God. Hallelujah. And we bless him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All day long. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia, signing out. Amen. God be with you. Amen. It's our prayer.
Nothing my God can't do.